Hello there, we are your hosts Vivek and Pavitra from the Agile Coach Podcast. In this podcast, we bring fresh perspectives to you through our interviews with thought leaders in Agile coaching, facilitation, business analysis, and product management roles. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, we have Angela Johnson again for a second episode. And in this episode, we are going to talk, do a deep dive around working with leadership in Agile transformations, the role of an Agile coach, working through resistance. So Angela, welcome back. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this.
Thanks for having me again.
Angela, let's just start with working with the leadership when it comes to Agile transformation. What kind of things should we know when you are working in an Agile transformation? Like, how do you assess where they're at? How do you go into that engagement?
I ask a ridiculous number of questions, right? Starting with who is asking for this change so that we're talking to the decision maker. Because sometimes, you know, we use the word leader, but that doesn't always necessarily mean decision maker or authoritarian. So who in a position at this organization to make change is asking us to make this change? Because then I want to have a conversation with them. Then I want to unpack all the vocabulary words, because transformation literally means change. And I know so many organizations who just use that as a buzzword. They'll just say, you know, agile transformation, and they haven't changed a darn thing. They aren't changing anything. Yeah. As an example, a C-level that I worked with at the end of last year got on a call with me because the answer, hands down, was this person. When I said, you know, who is asking for this change? This person. Okay, so let's get on a call. We're on a call and he keeps saying agile. Agile. And I said, I am so sorry. I don't know what you mean when you say agile. And I said, it could mean Scrum. It could mean extreme programming. It could mean something else. I don't even want to bring up the dreaded scaling word. What do you mean? And he goes, I mean Scrum. Doesn't everybody mean Scrum when they say agile? And there was a couple of his reports on the call and they were shaking their head no. And I'm like, okay, here's where we have to start. Like, what does that even mean? Because there is no such thing as the agile methodology. There's all these different frameworks that were present that contributed to writing the Agile Manifesto for software development. But what if it's not software? What if it's, you know, Scrum is contextual because it's all about product. So what do we even mean about Agile? From there, we have to find out what the appetite for physically changing is. Because if they're like, we just want to say Agile, but we're not actually going to change anything. Well, then what's the point? You just want to trot out a bunch of new vocabulary words.
And so I'm curious, like when you, what's the motivation? When they first call you for a transformation, what are the typical motivation and what's underneath them maybe? What do you find out later?
The popular one, let's start with the popular one. People will say things like, we have to go faster. We have to deliver faster. We can't keep up with the competition. We're losing market share. So those are popular. But all of those reasons, I firmly believe that they're sincere. They're just not measurable. So when we enter into conversations with them about those things, like let's take go faster. What do you mean go faster? A typical response is, well, faster than we're delivering right now. And I'll say, how fast is that? I don't understand the question. And we'll have that circular conversation. And so right there, we've already revealed they don't already have a good handle on what's going on with their current way of working. And until we have a good handle on what we're trying to measure or what that reason is, I feel like a lot of these leaders are saying things like, we're going agile, just start sprinting. And people have no clue whether they're running a 5K or they're running a full marathon, but they are running.
So, I mean, there's leaders who maybe don't have the clarity around, you know, what are they going to do? How fast? What's their strategy, right? And maybe they're just lost in like building, 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 and everybody's overwhelmed. And I've definitely seen that. I've done that myself too. So, but you know, there's also other leaders where, you know, they kind of know about transformation. They have clarity around what they want to do. What does that look like? And I know we had this conversation around sometimes as change agents, we just kind of assume that all leaders don't have clarity and all leaders are believe in command and control. Kind of speak to us about, you know, some of that experience that you've had.
Those are so rare, Vivek, and I love it when I've got a leader who actually has clarity about the goal, right, or the objective. Mm-hmm. And one CIO that I worked with, he loved talking in bullet points and he kept talking that way. He's like, top five objectives for the year, top five objectives for the year.
Yeah.
So one day I gave him homework and I said, I want you to go around to all of your direct reports in the organization and I want you to get what they think the top five objectives for the company are for the year. So at the end of this little exercise, he and I are on the phone and I said, do you have the same list of all five things? And he said, no, I have about 50 things. I thought everybody was on the same page. And I'm like, well, here's where we start. Right. So even leaders who think they have a clear vision of where they're going, unless they check, right. Mm-hmm. So we talk about the danger of assumptions. Mm-hmm. They may be assuming that people are doing what they think is the goal or the top goal. Yeah. But that's not necessarily the case until they follow up or verify or those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Great. And let's just kind of talk about resistance in organization. I'm pretty sure this is something that you come across every
daily.
Now and then.
daily.
I want to paint a picture for somebody who is in a Scrum Master role or product role. Yeah, just give us an idea of like, what does that resistance come like? Where does it stem from? Like, where, you know, like, and how do you navigate through that resistance?
So I'll always err on the side of giving people the benefit of the doubt or assuming, you know, positive intent. And so now we have to go looking for information because it can look like somebody's resisting. Mm. The reality might be they're confused as heck. They've heard all these agile and scrummy words and they don't know what the heck they mean. And nobody in a leadership position or from a position of authority has said to them, here's what it means for your role. Here's what changes in your role. Here's what doesn't change in your role. So it just, it looks like they're pushing back or it looks like they're resistant when they're just confused. So I'll dig deeper to find out, do you know what's expected of you right now? I really don't. I could really use some clarity. Ah, let's get a conversation going with, you know, whichever leader or person in a position of authority is asking people to make this change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last question that we have for this podcast, Angela, is let's say we have folks who are on the Scrum Master role and they want to go and lead transformations like you or go into the Agile Coach role. Skill set wise, what do they need to, what kind of core skill sets do they need to build out? And what are some potential ways that they can learn these skill sets?
It's a really great question because there's a lot of coaching credentials out there in the market right now. And the organization that I stay affiliated with is the Scrum Alliance, only because I believe in the mission. We're a nonprofit, mission-driven, and membership-led. And the Scrum Alliance has two levels of coaching, which I think really speak to the heart of your question. Mm-hmm. There's the team coaching credential, which shows that not only have you been a capable Scrum Master, you are now capable of helping new Scrum Masters. Mm-hmm. So spinning up Scrum teams, right? Until that Scrum Master has those reins with their product owner, their developers, and the organization, and then moving on to another team. So playing really at that team level, which is why it's called CTC, you know, Certified Team Coach. Mm-hmm. And that might be enough for some people, and that might be their wheelhouse. Then when you're talking about executive, CEC, Certified Executive Coach, now we're playing at C-suite, vice president level, helping navigate through organizational change, like physically restructuring departments and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so having a comfort level and having those conversations, because those can be two completely different pathways, or those could be two completely different choices. If somebody wanted to continue on, you know, once they've mastered Scrum Mastery.
Yeah.
And so skills is really understanding organizational design at that CEC level, mm-hmm. understanding systems thinking, mm-hmm. you know, and how a company isn't just made up of a bunch of parts. These parts all influence each other, which is where the systems thinking comes yeah. in. And there's lots of references and courses out there that somebody could dive deeper into exploring that. And then at the team level, really into those people things that we talked about, you know, behavioral, mm-hmm. psychology, team building, giving and receiving feedback, mm-hmm. influencing without authority, and of course, facilitation.
Amazing. Angela, thank you so much for coming again and doing this episode with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's a wrap with this episode. Thank you for listening till the end. We hope these podcasts are providing value on your Agile journey. If you haven't visited our website, theagilecoach.com, we highly suggest you for other courses and supporting material on your journey. You can also get access to our self-paced courses or learn more about the live training that we provide to become a Scrum Master, Product Owner, Product Manager. With that, we will see you on the next episode. Love and best wishes from the Agile Coach.